Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory, Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, Word of God, surrendering the brightness of your glory, you became man so that we may be raised from the dust to share your very being. May there be innumerable children of the Church to offer homage to your name, from the rising of the sun to its setting.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised.
I shall take into my hand the saving chalice, and invoke the name of the Lord.
I shall take into my hand the saving chalice, and invoke the name of the Lord.
I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted.
I shall take into my hand the saving chalice, and invoke the name of the Lord.
How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name.
I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful.
I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord.
Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name.
I shall take into my hand the saving chalice and invoke the name of the Lord.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
I shall take into my hand the saving chalice, and invoke the name of the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints.
But precious above all is the love with which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life, we fill up our own flesh, what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Accept this our sacrifice of praise, and we shall even now taste the joy of the New Jerusalem.
I shall take into my hand the saving chalice, and invoke the name of the Lord.
The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever.
The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross.
The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Hebrews. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. Through Jesus Christ, may he carry out in you all that is pleasing to him. To Christ be glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord. We praise the wisdom which wrought them all.
As we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Lord, bid me walk across the waters. Jesus reached out to take hold of Peter and said, O man of little faith, why did you falter?
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, bid me walk across the waters. Jesus reached out to take hold of Peter and said, O man of little faith, why did you falter?
Let us pray. Christ had compassion on the hungry and performed a miracle of love for them. Mindful of this, let us pray.
Show us your love, Lord.
Lord, we recognize that all the favors we have received today come through your generosity.
Do not let them return to you empty, but let them bear fruit.
Show us your love, Lord.
Light and salvation of all nations, protect the missionaries that you have sent into the world.
Enkindle in them the fire of your Spirit.
Show us your love, Lord.
Grant that man may shape the world in keeping with human dignity
and respond generously to the needs of our time.
Show us your love, Lord.
Healer of the body and spirit, comfort the sick and be present to the dying.
In your mercy, visit and refresh us.
Show us your love, Lord.
May the faithful departed be numbered among the saints,
whose names are in the book of life.
Show us your love, Lord.
To these prayers, we pause to add the intercessions of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Show us your love, Lord.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty and ever-living God, your Spirit made us your children, confident to call you Father. Increase your Spirit within us and bring us to our promised inheritance. Grant this through the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.